Breaking his fast after a 141-day hunger strike, Hisham Abu Hawash expects to be a free man by the end of February, after the Israeli military agreed not to renew his detention. The deal was reached after talks between Palestinian and Israeli officials. Gaza's armed factions were threatening an escalation if Abu Hawash died.
This extended battle, in which every Palestinian mobilized and used all his tools, was a successful, strong and influential battle. Through them and through our national unity and cohesion around the prisoners and their issues, we affirmed that we can achieve victory.
The 40-year-old father of five was first arrested in October of 2020 and was subject to Israel's policy of administrative detention, which allows Palestinians to be held indefinitely without charges. Palestinian human rights organizations say Israel has issued 1,600 administrative detention orders last year.
There has been an increase in the use of hunger strike as a way to combat this policy. 60 Palestinian prisoners have underwent hunger strike in the year 2021. The majority of them were facing administrative detention, and all have been able to reach a deal to set a deadline to their administrative detention.
Palestinians organized social media campaigns to highlight the prisoners' issue. Some started hunger strikes in solidarity, and others took to the streets in the occupied West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and Lebanon. They want an end to the Israeli detentions.
We think that's obviously the fact that it's being resolved is a good thing. We have, as a matter of principle, always been very clear in saying that people who are detained should be charged and tried in accordance with due process or released. And that has been our position on administrative detention.
The Palestinian Prisoners Club says 500 prisoners in Israeli jails, including four minors, are held without charges. Some of them have been imprisoned for 15 years. Abu Hawash is expected to return to his family next month. But the practice of detention without charges is far from over. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.